It's 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Mara Rubin in New York. The National Retail Federation estimates more than 166 million people will shop between Thanksgiving and Cyber Monday. And CBS's Jennifer Kuiper tells us shoppers will spend $9 billion online on Black Friday.
Some of the top online sellers so far, according to Adobe Analytics, include Apple Watches and AirPods, smart speakers and TVs, digital cameras, espresso machines, gift cards, and gaming consoles, as well as toys including Hatchimals, Funko Pop, and Squishmallows. Toys have seen very strong demand, driven by discounts as high as 33%. Adobe expects Cyber Week, the 5 days from Thanksgiving Day through Cyber Monday, to generate almost $35 billion in online spending, up almost 3% year over year.
Today is Small Business Saturday, and mom and pop stores are hoping you spend your money with them. Greg Holden owns a small variety store in Bridgeport, West Virginia.
That everybody used to shop in small shops, and then all the big box stores come, and we're trying to get people to come back to the small shops, and we're the one supports the baseball teams and the football teams and the basketball team.
We are learning more about what the gunman in the Virginia Walmart shooting was thinking. CBS's Deborah Alfarone has the latest.
Friday, police released what amounts to a suicide note found on the shooter's phone. 31-year-old Andre Bing asked for God's forgiveness, railed against coworkers who he said spoke badly of him, and seemed to blame the shooting on the belief his phone was recently hacked.
The U.S. men's soccer team survived their face-off against England. Roxana Saberi watched.
Thousands of American fans cheered on the Stars and Stripes in Doha as they took on England at the World Cup.
McKinney.
But for 94 nail-biting minutes, there were only a few glimpses of goal.
Christian Pulisic now.
And the game ended 0-0.
We didn't have any goals scored against us, but we'll score next time.
Yes. Exactly. Was this better than you guys expected?
Actually, yes. I was expecting England to kind of score more prolifically than they did.
In China, some are blaming World Cup watch parties for the spike in COVID. Elizabeth Palmer reports.
Gigantic isolation centers are going up to warehouse contacts of COVID cases. Some of the Chinese pushback against zero COVID may be coming from Chinese viewers watching crowds at the World Cup unmasked and unafraid.
Some storms could put a damper on post-Thanksgiving travel plans for some of us. Heavy rain and flooding are possible along the Gulf Coast. And from El Paso, Texas, to the Pacific Northwest, it's snow causing concern. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
You wanted information as election results rolled in, and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage. And I listened to you guys, and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only 1 in 3 Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. High temperatures reach up to 54 today under clear skies, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight, lows around 30. Overcast again tomorrow, mixed precipitation possible at times, highs level off around 39. Upper 30s Monday and Tuesday with a chance for mixed precipitation Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to hour two of our program. On the line with us is our old buddy, Professor Richard Wolff, the economist, co-founder of democracyatwork.info, the author of numerous books, his most recent, The Sickness is the System, When Capitalism Fails to Save Us from Pandemics or Itself, also available as an ebook. He's the host of Economic Update, a program right here on Free Speech TV, Economic Update with Professor Richard Wolff. And Prof. Wolff on Twitter is his Twitter handle. Professor Wolff, welcome back to the program. I'm reading actually in numerous sources. The one that kind of flagged this for me was Adam Tooze's Substack newsletter, but others as well, that, you know, there are basically three large asset classes that fly around the world, the securities, stocks, debt, bonds, and real estate. And as the inflation rate is going down and the interest rates are going up, the price to the monthly payments that people have to make in order to buy a house are just exploding, which means that they can afford less and less expensive houses, which is starting to drive housing prices down. And if this precipitates a crisis or a crash of some sort, and because every country in the world basically has to raise their interest rates when we do, even if they don't feel the need to, because otherwise their currency gets debased against the dollar. I mean, are we looking at a worldwide real estate crisis? And if so, what does that mean?
Well, I think the honest answer is we don't know. But we're very afraid. Adam Tooze is in that group as well. So am I. We don't know because everything now depends on all the linkages in our economy, all the ways that producing fish in Japan is connected to getting bananas out of Central America or making software programs in Silicon Valley. The network of debts, of buying and selling, is so intense, so intricate, and so poorly understood that the question is only, will the downturn in housing, which we are already involved in, ramify? How will it impact everything else? Could it take everything down with it? Absolutely. I mean, the conventional wisdom now is that the crash of 2008 and 9, the so-called subprime mortgage crash, begins where its name implies, in the housing sector. And it was one of the second worst collapse of capitalism in the history of 400 years of this system that we've now had. So could it do it? Yeah. Could it be the beginning of real economic distress? Absolutely. Will it be? That depends, again. It's like we're making a test case, only the problem is the test case is us. We're testing it on us. Do we have enough resources? Have we adjusted enough since the last crash in 2008 and 9? Did we learn enough lessons? Are the political conditions going to allow us to apply the lessons we've learned? All of those are questions which we don't have the answer to, but how we get finally to an answer will tell us whether this downturn in housing is going to be the canary in the coal mine and the explosions are coming.
Yeah, it's something that could bring the whole thing down. We're, one of the other phenomena that we're seeing with regard to housing is hedge funds and giant vulture capital funds and whatnot moving into housing. I mean, literally, there was a piece in the Wall Street Journal about a year ago about how every Monday, I guess, they hold the auctions for distressed properties or tax sales in Atlanta. And these guys would show up literally with laundry bags, you know, cloth laundry bags filled with checks, you know, bearer checks, bank checks, whatever you call them, you know, certified checks, in quantities of $100,000, $500,000, and $10,000, so they could just buy anything and have the, you know, the money to instantly pay for it. And then they're buying up all these houses and then turning them into rental properties. And in some communities, there was one that they talked about in Nashville where something like a major chunk, I forget the percentage, of the housing in that particular community, that particular suburb of Nashville, is now owned by one company. I think it was BlackRock. And the average rent has gone from around $1,000 a month up to $1,700 a month, again, if my memory serves me correctly, in just a couple of years as a consequence of this, because once they kind of control the marketplace, they just start jacking prices up. And you combine that with the fact that it's getting harder and harder for first-time home buyers. You know, entry-level homes are just, you know, kind of a thing of the past. What does this mean for housing and for our economy, first of all? And perhaps more importantly, in your mind, what are the best policy solutions for this? I know some countries aggressively limit who can own residential real estate, limit speculation in residential real estate. The other thing is, there are a lot of foreign buyers for real estate in the United States. My understanding is there are more foreign-owned empty homes in the United States that have been bought as investments than there are homeless people in the United States. Now, I can't verify that number, but I've read it several places. So what does all this mean, and what do we do about it?
Well, let me respond by telling you a brief little story. I live in Manhattan, not very far from Fifth Avenue, and I have friends of mine who take visitors, Americans mostly, from other parts of the country on a kind of a tourist trip in New York while they're here. And one of their favorite things is to walk up Fifth Avenue, a very chic part of New York City, in the southern half of the city, and they do it at night. And they point out to the tourist, look at all the windows that are dark. Here we are, it's a winter evening, nobody's out and about, or very few are, but there's nobody there. And then it's explained to students what you just, to the tourists, what you just said. Namely, these are safe deposit boxes. They've been purchased by wealthy people around the world as an investment.
These are apartments.
It tends to go up. If you have a niece or a nephew visiting New York for a few weeks, they stay there. But other than that, it's loads and loads of empty houses and of empty apartments. And across the street, sitting on the curb, are homeless people staring at the empty apartment, but they can't put these two things together. I think the basic way to answer your question is this. Housing is one of the most important things in any society. Food, clothing, shelter, right? Those are the basic things we need. Housing is the shelter part. Either you manage that as a basic right, it's like having enough food, having enough water, having enough air, or you don't. If you leave it to the market, what you're saying is housing will be a profit-making enterprise. If it's profitable, it'll be produced. If it's profitable, its price will go up. If it's profitable, its price will go down. But profits is what the key decision-making variable is. And we now see what the results are. Two statistics to keep in mind. We have a higher percentage of young people married in their 20s living with their parents in the same house as we've ever had in the history of this country. Young people cannot afford what it now costs to get an apartment, let alone a freestanding building. That's very, very important. People doubling up and tripling up a statistic that you have to really search for to get a handle on, is also exploding. We have a crisis. We don't have enough housing for the people who, either you give them more money so they can afford it, or you bring down the price, don't give them more money because they can afford it at the going rate of wages and salaries. You got to do one or the other if you allow the market to control it. So what can people do? Well, the most famous example in the world is the city of Vienna. In the city of Vienna, half of all the housing is public. It's owned and operated by the government, the city government of Vienna. Rents are maintained by the government, very affordable, as a percentage of income, much lower than here in the United States. They're beautiful. I visited them. These are beautiful apartment complexes. You'd love to live there. None of the social negativity associated with public housing here in the United States. And by the way, conservative governments, liberal governments, left-wing, right-wing, no one dares do anything to change this situation in Vienna, because literally half the population would immediately vote you out of office if you even threatened to do anything to take away. They have lots more money for everything else in life because the cost of public housing maintained as a public service is much lower than each competing landlord. Even if they own bunches of apartments, they are driven by a profit motive. The city doesn't have to do that. And the end result is subsidized housing, yeah. But it's beloved by the people of Vienna, and they're not all stupid, and they're not all backward. They're just as clever and smart as we are here, no more, no less. But they've opted to make sure that they have their housing problem solved.
So what are they, we have a minute and a half left before a hard break, by the way. What are they doing right that we did wrong with public housing in the United States? How did our public housing projects that largely started in the 60s out of the the Great Society, with the best of intentions, turn into ghetto hellholes in many cases?
Well, I mean, I don't mean to be a conspiracy theorist. I don't believe in all of that stuff. But I will tell you that a lifetime of studying urban politics in our country has taught me that the real estate interests, private real estate interests, are an enormously important part of the political...
Oh, yeah. Jared Kushner's a slumlord. Yes.
Yes, I mean... It's they don't want to lose the investments they've poured in. They own private housing. They don't want a well-run, low-cost public alternative because it would threaten, at least to some degree, their private enterprise and their private profits. Mm. With the justification that comes later that somehow we're supposed to believe that the private profit motive will get us a better result. I mean, it simply isn't true. But if you are a private realtor and you are threatened by public education, making sure that the public education the public housing isn't properly maintained, isn't properly serviced, isn't made an attractive way to live. That's why I use the example of Vienna. Go there, look at them, and you'll see what it can be.
Yeah, I've been there. It's a beautiful city. Professor Wolf, it's always great talking with you. Thank you so much, and happy holidays to you. Best of Thanksgiving.
Same thing, and for all of you at that station, it's a pleasure working with you.
Thank you. Back at you, sir. Professor Richard Wolf, democracyatwork.info. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's 18 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with I've got a quick geeky science and your calls right after this.
Hey, Pat. Track Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood, but did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. That's 800-334-5468.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All of this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Our phrase for the day is narcissistic collapse. This is what happens when a person like Donald Trump with severe narcissistic personality disorder can no longer maintain the facade of their own greatness. When the lies that they have used to build this facade begin to disintegrate, they either implode, typically through drugs or alcohol or other kind of semi-suicidal behavior or even suicide itself, they typically either implode or more frequently they explode. They start blaming everybody around them or whatever institutions they can to deny that the collapse is their own fault. They cannot accept the blame. It's part of their narcissistic personality disorder. And instead, they go after the institutions or the people who are pointing out their failure. In the case of Donald Trump, going after the FBI, going after the courts. Look out. This is going to get really, really ugly. I've got a whole long video about it over at TomHartmann.com. Check it out. And welcome back. 24 minutes past the hour. Bill McKibben publishes a newsletter over on Substack, but he also writes for a lot of major publications. And The New Yorker just published a piece that's titled, "Dimming the Sun to Cool the Planet is a Desperate Idea, Yet We're Inching Toward It," that I found absolutely fascinating. I just wanted to flag it and let you know about it. And this is called solar geoengineering. We know, for example, when Mount Pinatubo erupted back in, what was that, 86, I think, or whatever the year was, some years ago, that, say what? Oh, 2 minutes, sorry. That it cooled down the planet pretty terribly. And back in 1816, there was the Mount Tambora eruption, actually in 1815, and thus 1816 became the year without a summer. Lake ice was observed in Pennsylvania in August, and in Europe the grain yields collapsed, and there were riots and things like that. So we know that if we put some crap in the upper atmosphere, it'll cool down the earth because it reflects sunlight out, and there are a number of candidates for what that crap should be. Whether it should be sulfur or whether it should be aluminum, powdered aluminum or aluminum oxide, or one of the fancier ones is diamond dust. but there's a lot of ideas, but there's also a lot of potentially really disastrous side effects to these. Like they could destroy the ozone layer, or they would change the way sunlight hits the earth, which drives photosynthesis, which is the basis of basically all life on earth, or most life on earth. Certainly all complex, all mammalian life on Earth goes back to photosynthesis. And we don't know what impact it would have on that, long term. And then the other problem is if we did it for a year or two and slowed down or even reversed, the global warming, and then found that there were problems, or if one country said to another country, we don't like the consequences of this, because the consequences are entirely unpredictable. This is going to alter weather patterns all around the planet. And some countries may say, we're getting whacked now when we weren't before. And so they, shoot down the satellites or end the global, the global cooling process. And then you get this blowback, this what's called termination shock, this blowback where things are even worse than they were. But in any case, scholars are sitting around talking about this because we're refusing to stop using fossil fuels. And so this may be our only option. And it's challenging, troubling, fascinating. And it's over at The New Yorker. It's by Bill McKibben. We'll be back with your calls on Anything Goes Wednesday right after this.
You're listening to the Tom Hartmann Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Fair and only slightly unbalanced. I'll be right back with your calls. Awesome gift for the men in your life they'll love and actually use. It's possible. Give them a gift from Man Crates. Show him you really care with hundreds of totally unique gift options available at mancrates.com. Like the Whiskey Appreciation Crate with a personalized handmade whiskey decanter and tumblers, ice sphere molds, slate coasters, and snacks. Or the Grill Master Crate with a brass knuckle meat tenderizer, cast iron smoker box, steak thermometers, and more. Man Crates packs his gift in unique containers, so watching him open his gift is an unforgettable experience. Personalization is free, and every Man Crates gift comes with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. I think Man Crates are awesome, and so will the man in your life, or Man Crates will make it right. Get 20% off orders over $149 with the code BFWEEK22.
Game day, Green Bay and Minnesota. Place, the frozen tundra.
Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoosels at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Pride.
Left corner three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
They say the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. In the same way, the journey to end poverty for good begins first with a child. A journey like this takes commitment from you and me. A commitment to end poverty for good. Learn how you can help at children.org right now.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swelling. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. High temperatures reach up to 54 today under clear skies, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight, lows around 30. Overcast again tomorrow, mixed precipitation possible at times, highs level off around 39. Upper 30s Monday and Tuesday with a chance for mixed precipitation Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 35.
States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Cast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support. Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Are you feeling sad and depressed? Are you anxious, worried about the future, feeling isolated and alone? You might be suffering from capitalism. Symptoms include homelessness, unemployment, poverty, hunger, feelings of powerlessness, fear, listlessness, disenfranchisement, isolation, loss of identity, self-loathing, feelings of guilt, loss of free speech, incarceration, fines, suicidal thoughts, death, or revolution. Now, that's kind of the funny one, but the serious thing is that capitalism, unregulated capitalism, unrestrained, laissez-faire, neoliberal capitalism, no income tax capitalism, no regulation capitalism, does produce this kind of a crisis. And we need to acknowledge that. We need to, and you know, thank goodness we are moving in the right direction, I think, back toward regulated capitalism like Franklin Roosevelt gave us, rather than the unregulated neoliberal capitalism of the Trump years. I got a video about this over at TomHartmann.com. You can check it out. Tag, you're it. And welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls. Wayne in Redding, California. Hey, Wayne, thanks for listening to KFOI. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Hey, I'm calling with a question. Given that we have a value of free speech, how do we balance the need to continue to have that as a primary ethic of our country against prosecuting people who incite stochastic terrorism?
I think there are laws on the books that, well, yeah, actually, with stochastic terrorism, it is particularly problematic because you can't draw a line of causality between, you know, a politician saying something, you know, trashing, you know, trans people for, you know, the drag queen story hour kind of thing, you know, those kinds of things, you know, then leading to something like this horror that we saw in Colorado Springs. So I think that for that, I don't see a necessarily a legal solution. I see a social solution. And that's why I'm saying we need to start calling this terrorism rather than pussyfooting around, you know, trying to dance around what the, you know, what it really is. I mean, we do have laws, well, that, you know, against inciting to violence. Go ahead.
Then by that definition, we have a terroristic organization in Fox News, because they're constantly pumping out propaganda to incite terroristic behavior.
I would argue, and I'm sure they would argue, that they're not intending to incite terroristic behavior, but I believe that some of the rhetoric, perhaps even much of the rhetoric on Fox News and much of the rest of the right-wing media, by demonizing people, by stirring up hate and fear, by freaking people out in general, does encourage terrorism in the United States. I think it's a terrible thing. And I think if we started calling it terrorism, they might be less willing to do it. We just need to be clear about what's going on here. We've got people inciting other people to terrorism, and then you've got the incited, the triggered, who are then going out and committing the terrorism. And then, of course, there's the third issue of the easy availability of guns in the United States to execute that terrorism. But frankly, you know, even if we had the number of guns that we had back, you know, 40 years ago, when it was a very small number of, I think only we had 20 guns per 100 people. Right now we have 120 guns per 100 people. These terrorists would still find enough guns to be doing the kind of, you know, destruction that they're doing. So, you know, we have two issues here.
I guess my point here is that this is a very difficult and thorny problem to resolve, because what you're really talking about, like you said, the solution has to be a social one, because it's the balancing of two rights.
Yeah.
the right to speak your mind against the right to be free of fear.
Yes. Free of fear and terrorism and violence, yeah. And it's not just in the United States, by the way. Countries all over the world are struggling with this, in Germany in particular, because they have explicit laws against referencing Nazism and using Nazi iconography and stuff like that. Iconography, I guess, is how you say it. But, where does free speech end and where does the incitement to terror begin is a really tough question. And I don't think that there's any simple answers, but I do think, and this is why I wrote this op-ed today, that the beginning point is to identify it. If you can't identify a problem, you can't cure that problem. And we are completely failing in our ability to identify terrorism as terrorism in the United States. Wayne, thank you for the call. Ike in Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, Ike, what's on your mind today?
Well, a couple of quick tongue-in-cheek comments. I thought that the pledge ended with, you cannot be reproduced without the express written consent of baseball, Major League Baseball.
there you go.
And I give thanks for you. And to tell you the truth, I keep looking at you, at your stature. You're not really that big of a fella, stature-wise, and your head's not really abnormally huge, but, man, you got a lot of stuff packed in there. I bet you don't even have enough room to grow hair in your ears. You amaze me with the facts and the knowledge you carry around in your head and your prolific
thank you, Ike. What it is, and there's nothing all that unique about me, what it is that if you were talking with somebody about electronics who was an electrical engineer, they would blow you away with their knowledge of electronics. If you were talking with somebody who does medicine all day long about medicine, they'd blow you away with that. I do politics all day long, and so I know a lot about what I'm talking about.
It's a blessing to those of us out here that are trying to keep up. But listen, here's a red flag for you. In the county of Charleston, here in Charleston, South Carolina, and in the county of Berkeley, the Moms for Liberty have shown up and they have taken control of two school boards.
Oh my.
And the most recently, they did it in Berkeley County. They came in for the first meeting after the elections. They threw out three of the members that had been elected, and they installed their own person along with the other people. And they just did it, flat out did it.
Mm-hmm.
They also, in the town of Somerville a couple of years back, this is a different organization, I can't remember the name of them, I think this was just the Republican Party themselves, but in the town of Somerville, a Democrat won the election for mayor. Well, during the lame duck session, I guess you would call it, the majority of the Republican that were running the place went in there and said, okay, they stripped the power from the mayor's office to where the mayor had no power when he got in. And this is the kind of behavior that goes on when you talk about terrorism. These people are using politics and using the very nuance of almost to the point of you've got to explain what the meaning of is, and they're splitting fine hairs and they're doing things, and they're doing it on the margins, and they're also doing it much like with this tax fight with to get Trump's taxes. You had one judge sit on that case for over a year and hold everybody up before it got released, even though the law was clear that you shall produce those taxes to the Ways and Means Committee.
Right.
You see how they're operating here?
Oh, I absolutely get it. Yeah, and a lot of this is being funded out of the dark money funds from the right-wing fossil fuel billionaires.
Absolutely, and I think the Democrats are going to really absolutely have to buckle down and start, and I know we don't like to operate the way that they are operating, but we had better start doing something along those lines when we've got the chance at power. And a good demonstration of that change in policy would be this lame duck session. Don't be anything but a strong arm session, and let's get something done and as much done as we can in the little time we've got left.
I'm with you. I am hoping that Chuck Schumer does not call a vacation here. Take Thanksgiving off, fine, but let's be back to work on Monday. I'm not
sure. And you have a great Thanksgiving, you and your wife and your family, and I look forward to listening to you in years to come, my friend.
Thank you, Ike. Thank you for your kind sentiments.
Thank you.
And best of the holidays to you, too. Thank you. David in North Miami Beach, Florida. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
And happy Doctor Who Day.
Yeah, there you go.
1963. yes. So I'm grateful that you're back from your recovery. And I'm grateful that Nicole Sandler down here has stayed in South Florida as long as she did. She reintroduced you back in, what, January 2008?
Mm-hmm.
But like the song
Nicole
says,
is great,
OSHA from Property in Arizona.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Nicole is great, isn't she?
She's a treasure.
Yeah, she really is.
But unfortunately, the song Ocean from Property in Arizona is going to apply to her as she flees, you know, very red Florida for not so red Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And it sort of crosses back into what Richard Wolff was saying. The joke was any non-American who gets a degree here should have a green card. Well, we have foreign-born teachers sort of temping here. And I'm wondering, do we need to have, if not a dormitory, some kind of structures to prevent brain drain, like Nicole Sandler, from fleeing, taking all that institutional knowledge with them? Because, yeah, there's a lot of retirees and carpetbaggers coming down here, but there's a lot of homegrown talent that gets drowned out by nepotism. I'm one of those victims who just can't function in the fake economy down here. And I've had degrees and credentials, but I'm the wrong demographic, so I'm not quite the right religion, so
Across the Sun Belt,
with me.
I mean, you know, we're seeing housing prices explode, and it's been particularly problematic across the Sun Belt. And Nicole had me on her show a month or so ago about my new book on neoliberalism. And I think my recollection is that she mentioned how, you know, obscenely expensive housing had become there in Florida. And I'm not sure if that's why she's moving or not, but you know, I just love Nicole. We've gone back and forth and been on each other's shows for decades.
But if you want to know what the real minimum wages down here, it's $1.87.
Whoa. Is that, you're talking about for servers, for tip-based people?
I mean, if you're trying to make money by delivering food,
right?
You
can
be
gig
stuck
economy. Yeah.
At a place, you can be stuck at a big name place. But if the food has already been grabbed and no one told you or canceled the order, you're stuck with nothing.
Yeah.
But you know, half the wage you were promised.
Yeah.
That's not capitalism. That's garbage.
Yeah, that's the gig economy. And the gig economy is just a fancy way of saying let's exploit some more workers. I'm with you. David, I don't have any easy answers for this complex problem that you've laid out, but I think that we need to be discussing it more often. David, thank you for the call, and happy Thanksgiving. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Helping you win the water cooler wars, or maybe the minor debate over Thanksgiving dinner. You probably heard by now that you should be using a VPN when you connect to the internet, but if you're like me, adding an extra step to anything you do every day just sounds like a hassle. Well, if you knew how easy it is to protect your connection with ExpressVPN, you'd be doing it already. ExpressVPN is the easiest way to browse safely, securely, and just better. I've been using it for about a decade now. I use it on all my computers and on my phone. ExpressVPN gets rid of all those things you hate about VPNs. First of all, it's blazing fast. Lots of other VPNs slow your connection down, but ExpressVPN doesn't lag or buffer. You can even stream HD with no issues. And using it couldn't be easier. Just open the app, click one button, and enjoy instant protection across all your devices. Your connection is secure, your data is encrypted, and you can get access to content available outside your region. Right now, go to expressvpn.com/Tom and get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free. That's expressvpn.com/Tom to get 3 extra months free of ExpressVPN. expressvpn.com/Tom.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a while, Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back, Mr.
mad. I really miss him. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's your mind to Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Man, I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much, I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing. Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like her quince's. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species.
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
I have a new book out. It's called The Hidden History of Neoliberalism, How Reaganism Gutted America and How to Restore Its Greatness. Greg Palast calls it a hand grenade of a book. You can pick it up wherever fine books are available. Tag your it. So the Democratic Party has brought us the women's right to vote, Social Security, the minimum wage law, unemployment insurance, the Rural Electrification Act, the FDIC bank account insurance, GI Bill of Rights. These were all things, by the way, majority of Democrats brought us. Majority of Republicans opposed. GI Bill of Rights, Security and Exchange Act, Marshall Plan, NATO, the School Lunch Program, the Water Quality Act, the Peace Corps, the First Man on the Moon, Civil Rights Act of 64, Voting Rights Act of 65, Medicare, Medicaid, Guaranteed Pell, Student Loan Programs, Operation Head Start, Workman's Comp, Motor Voter Act, Clinton Budget Surplus, Family and Leave Medical Act, and the Affordable Care Act. And the Republicans have brought us, I mean, you know, for average working people, the Republicans have accomplished, as far as I can tell, nothing. Nothing. Well, they had tax cuts for billionaires. There's a whole video about it over at TomHartman.com. Check it out. Welcome back. 52 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls. Nancy in Elkhart, Indiana. Hey, Nancy, what's on your mind today?
Well, hi, Tom. I loved your rant today.
Thank you.
I think it just it goes about half of what your callers have been talking about. It all relates. The term, you know, mental health related to terrorism, the idea of mental health, we as teachers, retired here, we were trying to get mental health looked at for so many years in the school systems to try to get funding for that, even clear back, well, in the days of Mike Pence, way before him. I'm sure that you know, to even get something, you know, the special ed program, mm-hmm. we as teachers could identify a, what we would call a future terrorist. They didn't even know the term. A kindergarten teacher could tell you that. Hmm. And then when they finally got the programs, if they could get it, we wanted funding. Well, no politicians wanted to call funding for
when
mental
you say
health.
Back to the days of Mike Pence, you're talking about when Mike Pence was your governor there in Indiana.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And all of our religious churches, you know, they always wanted to pray for everybody. Hmm. Well, anyway, when all this said, well, that shooter would have had mental health. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the gun people, to me, the person who sold them the guns that, you know, had mental health, but they wanted to have all this money. Mm-hmm. Well, I can't believe now that anybody on the media, I can't believe that news people, both the bad and the good, and journalists, I can't believe they just didn't pick up on that either.
Yeah.
Bringing that out and saying, what do you mean mental health? Of course he's got mental health. But why call it, of course politicians won't even say that.
They don't want to use that word terrorism. They're afraid of it.
Of course not.
And
they know it's because they don't want NRA and all those people on there against them. They think they can't get it passed. Well, all the people that have called in, you know, and said things, and I totally believe them. And, you know, again, here it is, this gun idea. I've been having it, in my back pocket so long, and I'm belonging to some organizations now. And if the Democrats, I've heard some of my friends calling in. I hear my friends because they sound like it. If the Democrats aren't going to do anything about more, if they think that they did something, I'm sorry that the president did something, yes, but I can't believe that our Democrats, they better get more progressive, because I'm going to tell my local party here, I've worked for them, but if they can't do something to get this brought to the front,
you're talking about the gun crisis in America.
Yes, if they can't get that on their whatever you call it, then I'm going to talk to them and I'm going to say, you're not going to get me, and I guarantee you how the public looks at teachers now. Mm-hmm. I bet you we can get some NEA people saying, you want our money? Then you do something, since they think teachers are so terrible.
Yeah. Did you see how Mike Pompeo said that Randy Weingarten, who's a friend of ours and a regular on our program for years, is the most dangerous person in America? He just put a target on our back.
And I, like I said, if you're going to teach, I understand nobody wants to be a teacher. I'm from Indiana, and all of our schools, but most of the ones up here in northern Indiana, all the schools started school with about 30 or 40 positions.
Okay.
They don't want to be teachers.
Wow.
They need them, and I wouldn't want to be a teacher the way everybody looks at them and the things they want them to do.
Well, and it's got to be a challenge in those school districts where you've got, these right-wingers like the so-called Moms for Liberty. The reinvention of the Daughters of the Confederacy, I think, rewrite our history
books. All the
counties
up here, yes, nobody wants to be a teacher, and it's going to be that way.
Yeah. It's going to be a tough
university.
Now, this is the war on public education, Nancy. It's really nothing more. Nancy, I got to run, but thank you for the call. It's great to hear from you from Indiana. I appreciate it. We'll be back with the third hour of the program right after this.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
The holidays are right around the corner, and we're ready. Why? Because we use HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers delicious recipes and more right to our door, so we can skip that extra grocery store trip, take a break from meal planning, and actually enjoy this special time of the year. HelloFresh always has something new to try, with over 35 chef-crafted recipes each week, chock full of quality ingredients and choice proteins. Plus, we can stock our pantry and even prep for a party with seasonal and convenience items from HelloFresh Market. When we're in a hurry, their 20-minute meals and easy cleanup options make for more quality time around the dinner table.
and less time in the kitchen. And saving money is always a priority around the holidays. HelloFresh is cheaper than grocery shopping and 25% less expensive than takeout. Louise and I have learned so much about cooking from HelloFresh. Plus, we brought that knowledge to other meals. Sign up today for 70% off plus free shipping with the code TOM70 at HelloFresh.com/TOM70. That's code TOM70 at HelloFresh.com/TOM70.
Hey there, fellow.
This is your land, and you love it. Every day you look out your window to watch the wildlife, who also call your land home. The animals who bring life to your land. You know their daily and seasonal habits, what they eat, and when their young are born. As a caring landowner, you can't bear to think about what might happen to them and to this special place in the future. Your dream is for your land to remain this way forever. The Wildlife Land Trust can help you. Keep your land free from development forever and protect the animals you've come to know so well from hunting and trapping. As part of the Humane Society of the United States, the Wildlife Land Trust preserves wildlife habitat and safeguards the animals who rely on it. Without such protections, your dream, your land, and its wildlife could be lost forever. If you have land and wildlife that you want to see preserved and protected, the Wildlife Land Trust can help. Call 1-800-729-SAVE. That's 1-800-729-SAVE. Or go to wildlifelandtrust.org. Your dream.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM. Your